This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence prepares to take the stage Wednesday night, the third of the Republican National Convention. An official said the vice president would offer an optimistic vision for the country in his speech, while also providing a contrast with former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic nominees in the November 3rd election. Biden and Harris were spotlighted at their own party convention last week and warned the country against returning President Trump to Washington. Vice President Pence follows First Lady Melania Trump, who spoke from the White House Tuesday night, extending her gratitude to healthcare workers who have treated millions of COVID-19 patients. Follow our full coverage of the conventions on voanews.com. Police in the Midwestern state of Illinois say they have arrested a 17-year-old young man for murder Wednesday after two people were killed during anti-police protests in nearby Kenosha, Wisconsin overnight. President Trump said in a tweet Wednesday he will send federal law enforcement and the National Guard to the city to, quote, restore law and order, end quote. Wisconsin police say the shooting happened during the third straight night of protest over the shooting of a black man by a white police officer Sunday. Tuesday's violent protest came hours after the father of the man shot by police, Jacob Blake, said his son is paralyzed from the waist down. The U.S. National Hurricane Center has upgraded Hurricane Laura to a Category 4 storm as it barrels to the U.S. Gulf Coast. More than a half million people along the U.S. coastal regions of Texas and Louisiana have been ordered to evacuate as the storm could prove to be dangerous. The hurricane is expected to make landfall Wednesday night or Thursday morning, bringing almost a foot of rain to some parts of the